Happy New Year, Damien. We're starting off the Monday Business Watch with news about several businesses in New Mexico suing New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and the state, claiming that the virus threat was overblown. Can you give me some details on what exactly the state is looking at with this lawsuit?
Yeah, you know, Anthony, this is a story I feel like we've talked about before. Except this time, several New Mexico businesses have filed a federal lawsuit. They're trying to nullify the governor's emergency health order. They say the coronavirus is no worse than the seasonal flu, which is kind of a refrain we hear a lot. They say it doesn't justify the stay-at-home restrictions or even a mask mandate. This federal suit names Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, as you noticed, and the State Department of Health. It says that the rules that they have imposed are arbitrary and unnecessary, and that the virus should not be deemed an emergency. And it's asking the U.S. District Court in New Mexico to override those executive orders.
So have we got any word from the governor's office on this lawsuit?
The governor's office says that they are not going to comment on pending litigation, but the New Mexico Department of Health says that they stand by the restrictions that are in place and believe they're necessary to help control the spread of the virus and the contagion.
Damien, we spent much of 2020 on the Business Watch talking about how New Mexicans can find some relief due to the pandemic and the impact it's had on the economy in this state. You have some news about how folks may be able to get some help with utility bills.
That's right. A little bit of help for low-income New Mexicans. They might be getting a little more help with those utility bills under an effort that's being funded by federal coronavirus relief money. That's CARES Act money, the original federal bill. They say the state Human Services Department announced last week that they've gotten about $5 million in federal funding that is going to be used to pay for $300 one-time payments for those who are behind at least 1 month on their utility payments. This comes out of the low-income Home Energy Assistance Program, the LIHEAP program, which helps about 70,000 New Mexico households with their heating and cooling costs every year. If you already receive that funding, there's nothing you need to do to get this additional $300 in assistance.
Okay. Now, we're going to close with some sad news. A well-known Las Cruces burger restaurant is closing its doors after nearly 50 years in business. What can you tell us about this, Damien?
That's right. At its peak, Burger Time in Las Cruces, or I guess the official name is It's Burger Time in Las Cruces, had 11 different locations. They have since gone down to the last location, which was on Solano, right out in the parking lot of the New Mexico Department of Health. And last week, we saw the sale of that happen. Their last day of business was on December 27th. So I guess we're saying so long to Burger Time, which, you know, for the name being Burger Time, all of the comments I've seen, they were so much better known for their rolled tacos.
Very popular in the area. Do we know if the popular arcade game was named after this restaurant?
I do not know. Our reporting did not take that direction.
All right. Well, congratulations to them for being in business for nearly 50 years.
Thanks. That's right. Owner Kevin McGrath was looking to retire. You know, it was just timed. They finally were able to close all of the locations.
Damien, thanks for the update this week and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Anthony.